Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Whack Crack. It's the podcast that social distances not because of COVID, but because we just don't have any friends. I'm your host, Mike, and I would like to invite onto this podcast a guy I've had on a couple of times now. Again, my first guest ever, and I just recorded another episode with him. It's probably going to drop before this one. You never know. May put him out of order, but I would like to welcome Kells from the Culture Marauders. How are you doing today, Kells?
Hey, what's happening? It's Marauder number one, your boy Kells, coming at you again with another fresh episode of Whack Brackets. Appreciate you having me back on, man.
So this week we are going to bracket off strip mall stores, the bane of every mid-American's existence. So are you ready to bracket these off with me, Curtis?
Oh, yes, of course. I am a big fan of the great American staple known as the strip mall. let's get it. I'm chomping at the bit to go in on this.
And who doesn't love a good strip mall? So two things you do see regularly in a strip mall are going to be in our first bracket contest, a smoke shop versus a tanning bed, with the question being, which one of these stores are you more likely to find a customer named Tammy Lynn? From our first podcast fame, if you remember Tammy Lynn.
Right, that's right. Would that happen to be the Hooters pregnant waitress?
That would be the Hooters pregnant waitress.
Quintessential, I tell you. Let's see. Tammy Lynn, huh? Well, we already know Tammy Lynn is working at Hooters, so I would say, if she's pregnant, or if this is just a run-of-the-mill Tammy Lynn.
You know what? Whichever Tammy Lynn you prefer.
Well, I don't advocate for pregnant women smoking or going to tanning beds. So let's see. I'm going to say this Tammy Lynn, man, that's tough. I'm going to go to the smoke shop. Because when I think of a Tammy Lynn, I think of a lady in cut-off jean shorts, very, very tan skin, with a hell of a raspy-ass voice. And they probably know her name. It's like when she walks in the smoke shop, it's like saying Norm on Cheers. So they know who she is. She's a well-known customer, a value customer, a staple in the strip mall community. And who knows? She may wow you and show up at the tanning salon later. But for the sake of this one, I'm saying she's at the smoke shop first.
I would say this. I agree with you. She is well-tanned, but I think it's more of a natural tan because Tammy Lynn, as we all know, has been smoking probably since she was 12,
yes,
as all Tammy Lynns do.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got the nice worn leather skin. Yes. I think a tanning bed may just like crack her skin completely. So I think she probably avoids the tanning bed, even though she would love to afford to go, but she spends all her money on unfiltered cigarettes or she's rolling her own. That's the thing. She just gets the big wad of tobacco and she like rolls it up, probably doesn't even buy the rolling papers there. She's just like finding old advertisements and shit that they send her to her in the mail.
Carefree sugarless bubble gum wraps.
Gross. Oh, shit. But yeah, it's definitely this Tammy Lynn. She's been smoking. She needs the cash. She can't afford the tanning bed.
Mm-hmm.
As much as she would love to go, she can't afford it. So I think I'm going to have to agree with you 100% that this Tammy Lynn is probably more likely the smoke shop. Now, if it were the Hooters Tammy Lynn, I think it'd be more of a toss-up. But because they have to stay well tanned, but again, and they don't have the time to lay out and get the perfect tan. So I could see cheating in the tanning bed for that.
I know, because the baby's going to look like a poached egg, man. You can't do that.
Cheat. It's definitely not like those Waffle House eggs that come out looking like somebody sneezed all over your fucking plate.
I'm not sure what my daughter's fucking abacus.
Oh, so anyway, yeah. So Tammy Lynn.
All right.
You're going to be at the smoke shop.
Got it.
And while you're in the strip mall, you're also likely going to see one of these two things, or maybe both. A karate dojo or a pawn shop. Now, since you went in and already got your smokes from the guy that has the that has the black lung, now you're needing to kill somebody. So you're looking for a hitman. Which one of these two stores are you more likely to find a hitman? And I'm actually going to change the question just a little bit. I'm going to leave the question the same, but I'm going to say a good hitman.
This could be a struggling, you know, like year one type of guy, maybe month one. Boy, this is tough right here, because who doesn't need to know karate? You know, who doesn't need to know that? But, you know, if you want to cut out the middleman and you just want to go for the gusto and get you a revolver or a piece, you know, I'm saying this hitman probably doesn't have lessons for karate, or doesn't have money for karate lessons. He probably does his own stuff like Rex Kwando, makes up his own stuff fighting in his own mirror.
Rex Kwando. Kobe Kwando.
Yeah. He's probably doing some shit like that, watching like YouTube videos to harness the power of the chi. But he will go really quick to get some old ass Sega Genesis games and a pistol, you know, at your local pawn shop. I'm going to say, yeah. Not too many people have karate lessons money. He's at the pawn shop.
Yeah. Have you seen the YouTube video with the guy that does the, I think he's like a hillbilly ninja or something.
Is that the guy with his ninjetta? Was that that guy?
I don't know, but he's like, you got the Judy chop.
Then you got your, the Boone County ninja. That's what his name. Yeah.
That's the kind of people you generally see at these strip mall dojos, because usually if a guy's going to run a quality martial arts place, it's going to be a standalone place.
Right.
It loses, at least, even if it's a good one, it's going to lose some of its credibility being in the strip mall.
Yes.
And besides that, what kind of a hitman are you going to get there? Are they going to break a board over somebody's elbow to kill them? Are they going to, you know, are they going to take the little the wooden stick and hit somebody with them? No.
In those sticks?
Yeah, he's making up his own shit. He's like Steven Seagal and those guys. Have you seen the dojos, or have you seen the karate where the guys can use their mind and get people to like fall down and shit? It's some wild shit.
Benny Hinn or some shit like that? Like, you know, and they pass out?
Yeah. So that's the kind of shit going on here. These people, and I'm sure I'm probably going to get hate mail from somebody that goes to a great strip mall dojo. I apologize to you firsthand.
Don't be sorry. That you should demand more from your listeners. You don't go to a shitty strip mall. You can't even see in the windows in those things. They're always blacked out. How do you know what's really going on in there?
Yeah. And you know damn well they're not cleaning the mats in that strip mall.
You're going to get mad herpes after that. Yeah, man, you're going to be a mess. Your life is going to be in shambles when you leave that thing.
So that said, I guarantee your ass the guy running the pawn shop, probably a guy that has one arm and his sleeve pinned up with a pin. And this motherfucker's seen stuff, and he knows stuff.
And he's not even a war veteran. He's not even a military veteran. That's the thing.
He's a veteran of the pawn shop wars. I mean, you know, this is somebody that's come in, and he wouldn't pay $5 for that tool set, and some guy whipped out a broadsword and took off his right arm.
He said, I lost my arm trying to defend a Cub Cadet lawnmower.
Jeez. So that being said, if he's not able to kill someone for you, I damn sure he knows someone that can kill someone for you.
Or something that will, like meth.
Oh, so yeah, I 100% agree with you here. I think that if you're looking for a hitman, you don't go to the dojo for a lot of reasons, as we said. You head straight to the pawn shop. Talk to the guy defending the 1973 Harmony guitar that he got from Sears with his other good arm.
I'm going to take it back to the dojo, right?
I got to take it back to the dojo. Tell me about this dojo.
Look. What credibility does a strip mall karate studio have? I don't even want to call it a dojo. Like, where's the credibility? Like, do you walk in? Like, if you were to walk into one, what are you looking for to establish credibility with this thing?
I don't know. I'm thinking the guy runs it is probably just hoping that little kids will take the lessons and then he can just hook up with the moms.
And he wears that red suit and gets his ass kicked by kids all day, like the pants, and they just beat the shit out of him all day.
No, see, that's the problem with those strip mall dojos is like real karate instructors and real MMA instructors, they're going to teach you shit. This guy's just hiring he's just getting little kids to show up so he can whoop the shit out of them and try to impress the women there. Hey, did you see me beat Fat Billy? Yeah. His fat ass came in here with cake running out of his mouth. He thought he was a badass. He ain't got nothing against Instructor Dan over here.
Instructor Dano.
Yeah.
What you doing after this, mama?
Yeah, man. You know what? The strip mall has a fine Mexican restaurant down there at the corner. They serve them jalapenos and those tilapias.
And you got that tapatio sauce that you put on top of it.
I don't even know what that stuff is, man. But I tell you what it does do. It makes my vaginas taste really good. You get the quesadillas, I'll get the vaginas.
Water. I'm not paying for drinks. Water, all right? Don't do it.
I mean, now, if you want a spring, darling, I mean, you can spring. I mean, Instructor Dan here, he has been known to dream of tequila. Don't give me that kind with that worm in it, though. I don't trust no drink that comes with a worm.
Or anything that comes off the top shelf. All mine comes from the bottom.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, I did a podcast with a buddy of mine, first podcast I ever did. And he told me the story that he has a guy at a Mexican restaurant to begin with. And the guy gets him free shit. And he asked Bob one time, he's like, you want a top shelf tequila? It's free. And Bob's like, well, sure. You know, and he actually pulls out from the lower part of the shelf, looks like he pulls it out of the fucking cellar, and it's just a bottle that has tape says top shelf on it. So
did he drink it?
Shit, yeah, he did. He's my friend. Of course he drank it.
Oh. So, I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably do it just for shits and giggles, just to see where this is gonna take me.
You have the shits afterwards. I don't know about the giggles. I don't think you'll be giggling. You'll be shitting though.
Me in case of the drizzle shits.
Oh, so with that said, I think we are going to pick up our hitman here at the pawn shop.
All right.
And the pawn shop, I guess, gets to go against the smoke shop now.
Lose proposition, man. Like, nobody, is anybody really winning at the end of this?
You know, Tammy Lynn's winning. She's got the tiger blood. She's always winning. So with that being said, we have the smoke shop versus the pawn shop.
All right.
I think we've already set the story up for this one. More likely to be run by an ex-convict.
Ooh. Ah, man. Because you got paraphernalia, right, in a smoke shop. Mm-hmm. So you can't be around that for the most part, right? But then you got firearms in a pawn shop. I would think you would find an ex-con. Now, violent crime or petty crime?
Let's go with somewhat violent crime. It doesn't have to be the complete.
Like you're just flapping around or something? Or
more than shoplifting, but less than like armed assault or something, you know?
I'm going to say I would more than likely see them at the smoke shop. I think the smoke shop is it's pretty harmless, you know, unless you break like a bong or some shit and try to shank somebody. It's pretty harmless. You know what you're going in for. You know, there's no, you know, let them take off with the zigzag papers or the incense. You know, I mean, it's small change there, man. Whereas with a pawn shop, you got firearms, you got old curl handle Tour de France bicycles they can steal, random lawnmowers, weed eaters, all those good things. Old ass videotapes of Titanic that always happens to be in a pawn shop. I mean, you know, the list is endless for the loss, right? So I'm gonna go with the smoke shop.
Yeah, and not only is it Titanic on VHS, it's some Mexican version of Titanic on a beta. So you're not even getting the real Titanic. It's the main star is somebody. It's a Leonardo Fernando.
it's like, or it could be a porno. I mean, who knows, man? It's a mixed bag of treats. Who knows?
Hey, I tell you what, Kate Winslet pulls in things out on anything. I'm turning it into my own homemade porno over here.
Speaking of no one's watching.
Why do you think I record this and you can't see what's going on underneath here, Kels? I never wear pants. This is a pants-free episode.
So, that's right. My best ideas, my best thinking.
So with all that said, which one is more likely to be run by an ex-convict? The easy money on the surface looks like it would be the pawn shop because obviously you're thinking, hey, you can launder money. You can deal in stolen merchandise.
Yep.
But if a cop knows that a somewhat violent offender is running a pawn shop, he is going to be up that guy's ass with a magnifying glass. There is no way to get shit done. Ooh. Now, you you might have someone, a convict maybe fronting a pawn shop, but he wouldn't actually be running it. He's going to have some nice college student, well-dressed, runs the pawn shop great and from the front, and he's the one laundering the money, but he's not actually going to be running the pawn shop. The smoke shop, you know, nobody cares who sells you the cigarettes.
Exactly.
You know, and so, and not only that, I'm going to guess in jail, you're probably not getting a lot more experience with firearms and things that are going to be helpful in a pawn shop, but smoking, it's like high currency in jail.
That's right.
So, you know, this guy's gone to prison or maybe to, maybe not even to prison, but he's definitely served some time. He's learned how to roll the cigarettes. He's learned how to mix the tobacco spices, et cetera, to come up with this beautiful blend that can draw Tammy Lynn into the shop. And the worst part is Tammy Lynn doesn't even appreciate all the trouble he goes through because he has this nice top shelf, not with a big piece of tape on it that says top shelf. Mm-hmm. He's got this nice top shelf smoke, and she still comes in. She's like, "Hey man, just give me that cheapest shit you got.
Let me get that big chief."
Hey, I mean, I got a question for you. I'm looking for something a little cheaper. Do you know if it's safe to is it just safe to smoke garbage?
What's stopping you? You've been doing it. So keep at it.
I mean, you know what? I'd say this, when I vacuum my floor, I just take some of that lint and roll it up.
Some belly lint? That's the spice of life right there. That's a-
Oh, so needless to say, we'll stop picking on poor Tammy Lynn here. Tammy, if you're listening, I apologize. We love you. Oh, nothing but love to Tammy Lynn. We know that kid's going to come out all right, even though you've been smoking and drinking during pregnancy. You know what? I came out all right. There we go. Debatable. So with all that said, I think we are in agreement. We actually, I think, agreed in every one of these that the smoke shop more likely to be run by an ex-con than the pawn shop, simply because it'd be hard to run a pawn shop dirty, I think, as an ex-con.
Who would have thought a pawn shop would have been classified as a legit business, right? Like, you can't crack that nut, man. I mean, hey.
Yeah, I've never had to pawn anything, thankfully.
Oh, dude, when I first came in the military, I was so broke.
Yeah.
I pawned my Sony stereo from my dorm room, pawned movies, CDs. I mean, you talking about broke, man. Like, I'm telling you, dude, broke.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate there. I haven't had to pawn anything. So I just steal shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it.
That's right. As long as you don't get caught.
And don't hurt anybody. That's it.
That's right. It's not theft if you don't get caught. It's just borrowing for a long period of time.
Borrowing and just no intention of ever returning it. So, you know, class.
You know what? If they can't find it, that's on them. So with that being said, I think we're probably done with this episode. I think the smoke shop is going to win the snack bracket. So congratulations, smoke shop. You are the winner of all things strip mall.
congrats, I guess.
Yeah, congrats. Nobody's a winner.
You're the best of the worst.
The shoppers are always the losers at the strip mall. So with all that being said, I think we're ready to wrap up, Kels. I want to thank you again. I'll let you spit a little bit about your podcast again, and then we'll close them out.
That's right. Okay, I appreciate it, man. So check out the Culture Marauders podcast. I don't know why I'm pointing over my shoulder because this is audio, but Culture Marauders podcast. We're gearing up for season 2. And in the meanwhile, hey, check out episodes 1 through 33, you know, from Wake Me Up When September Ends all the way back to Closing Time. Check us out, man. We've been rocking and rolling, having a good time. There's a lot of good content out there. Available on all major streaming platforms. And hey, appreciate your support. Appreciate you, Mike, for having me back on again, man.
Oh, anytime. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm at Whack Brackets on all the social medias. I am anything at Whack Brackets through email. So send it to Tammy Lynn at whackbrackets.com. I will get it. So with that said, I think we are ready to close out this episode. So we'll see you, Kels. Thanks for being on.
Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.